Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on WIFM. Welcoming to our program this morning, Cooperative Extension Agent from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And Carmen, June is Dairy Month, so I'm going to give you three guesses what I'd like to talk about today.
Dairy.
Absolutely correct. Let's do a little dairy trivia. What do you say? How much milk does an average dairy cow produce per day?
The average dairy cow produces anywhere from 6 to 8 gallons of milk per day, which is about 125 glasses.
Wow.
And when you multiply that out, that's over 2,000 gallons of milk each year.
Those cows are really working, aren't they?
They are working hard.
This probably sounds like a really dumb question because we see cows out in the pasture grazing all the time, but what exactly do cows eat, or maybe what and how much do they eat, Carmen?
And it's actually fairly complicated. They do stand out in the fields and eat, but we actually have to feed cows a formulated diet to help them be as healthy as we need them to be. So they eat about 100 pounds of food each day, and it's a combination of hay and grain, silage, proteins, plus vitamins and minerals. So farmers really use an animal nutritionist to develop specifically formulated diets for their herds.
100 pounds of food each day. That's amazing to me.
I'm glad I'm not cooking for them.
No kidding. With them eating that much food, here's the next question. How much water does a cow drink every day?
They have to drink quite a bit to wash down all that food. Around 30 to 50 gallons of water each day. So about a bathtub's worth.
A bathtub worth of water every day for each individual cow.
For each cow.
My, oh my. Carmen Long is our guest. She's the Cooperative Extension Agent in Allegheny and Surrey Counties. We're talking about dairy because June is Dairy Month, and about cows and what they eat and drink. How many hours a day do most cows spend chewing their cud, which is what we see a lot?
Well, they're not only working hard by eating a lot, they're also working hard by chewing their cud. Chewing their cud actually aids in the cow's digestion, and most chew at least 50 times per minute for about 10 hours a day. So
wow.
I bet their jaws are tired at the end of the day.
I'm having a whole new respect for cows. I thought they just hung out in the pasture and took it easy all day. Not true.
There's a little bit more to it than that, evidently.
Evidently. How long does it take, we have milk cows in there. How long does it take for milk to travel from the farm to the store shelf on average?
Within about 48 hours, the milk is picked up from the farm, delivered to the dairy plant, and moved on to the retail store. So it moves fairly quickly.
That's great. About the approximate cost of milk, say, if we did it per glass, Carmen?
It's really a nutritional bargain. It costs about 25 cents per 8-ounce glass. And there are actually very few foods that deliver dairy's powerhouse of nutrition in such an affordable, delicious, and accessible way. So it's a real bargain.
Which dairy products, Carmen, proven to refuel tired muscles, especially after physical activity? What would that be?
Chocolate milk, and it's one of my favorites. I'll never forget when Kelsey was looking at colleges, we went to Western Carolina, and they had coolers with chocolate milk in the weight room for the athletes to use. And that was really the first time I had thought much about it. But more research is showing that chocolate milk is almost twice as effective as commercial sports drinks as far as refueling tired muscles after physical activity.
And really tastes better, too.
It's delicious.
It is indeed. Carmen Long, our guest with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We're doing a little dairy trivia here in June Dairy Month. Carmen, can a person still enjoy dairy, because we hear more about this now, if they are lactose intolerant?
You bet. Lactose intolerant doesn't mean dairy intolerant, so you can still enjoy dairy and benefit from its nutrients, even if you have trouble digesting it. Just pick a lactose-free milk. And we did a cooking class last week and picked a lactose-free milk to make a soup, and you would never have known the difference. It was delicious. A lot of the low-fat, like cottage cheeses, Swiss cheese, mozzarella cheese, and yogurt are really naturally lower in lactose. So sometimes people who have problems digesting traditional dairy foods can eat those low-fat cheeses and yogurts and do just fine.
So they don't have to deprive themselves. That's great.
No, they don't.
Why is milk pasteurized, Carmen?
It actually needs to be pasteurized to kill the harmful bacteria that are found in raw milk. So we have to recommend that all milk intended for consumption should be pasteurized just to keep it food safe.
About how many pounds of milk would it take to make, say, 1 pound of butter?
And we sometimes fuss when we go to the grocery store and look at the price of butter, but it takes about 21 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of butter. So that explains the cost.
It does indeed. Yeah. Here's something I'm always curious about. How is it that Greek yogurt is different from traditional yogurt? What is the difference here, Carmen?
And there is definitely a difference in taste. I really like Greek yogurt, mm-hmm. but it's something I think you kind of have to acquire the taste for, get used to it. It has a much creamier texture, and it's a little bit tangier in flavor than regular yogurt. So much thicker because it's strained to remove much of the liquid whey, lactose, and sugar. In some cases, Greek yogurt has about double the protein of regular yogurt and about half the carbohydrates of regular yogurt. So it's a great option.
So in theory, is it more healthy for you than regular
yogurt? It really is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And once you get used to eating it, traditional yogurt or regular yogurt is so sweet, it's just not as appealing. Mm. I really like the Greek yogurt and try to eat some every day.
Dairy products so important to our diet. So how many servings of dairy would you say an average American eats each day?
The average American eats around 2, and that might be a stretch for some folks. I know a lot of individuals, when they try to watch their calories or cut back on their carbohydrates, dairy is one of the first things that go, and that's so sad because dairy provides so many wonderful health benefits for us. We think of the calcium that it provides, and we need that for strong bones. It's actually recommended that we have at least 3 servings of dairy each day. And there's a lot of different ways that we can incorporate dairy into recipes, even if we're not a real big milk drinker.
Right.
This week I was in Allegheny at the Solid Rock Food Pantry, and one of the items that we provided for tasting was yogurt bark. And that's one of my new favorite recipes for a summertime treat. And it is so simple. There are recipes that we really don't even have to have one. Basically, you just take plain yogurt or yogurt of whatever flavor that you choose, put a piece of aluminum foil or parchment paper down on a cookie sheet and spread that yogurt in a thin layer. Then you take fruit of whatever choice that you might like. We actually use coconut yogurt and strawberries. Slice those strawberries up onto the yogurt, put it in the freezer, and let it get frozen, it hard. When it comes out, you can just break pieces off, kind of similar to the like chocolate bark type treats that we might have, but this is a nice, cold, refreshing, healthy option, and something that you can just have in your freezer ready to go. So once you have it frozen, you can break it into pieces, put it in a plastic container, and then when you need a little something, a little pick-me-up, or if you could, you could eat it for breakfast or dessert or whenever you chose. You could just get out some yogurt bark with fruit and enjoy a delicious dairy treat.
I'm assuming you didn't save me any from last week.
It would have melted, so we just had to eat it all.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Great recipe, too. If folks, Carmen, have any questions about what we talked about today, dairy, or maybe this recipe or others, they can contact you how and where.
We would be happy to provide them more dairy recipes. If they're in the Allegheny area, they can call the extension office there at 336-372-5597. Or in Surrey, you can call 336-401-8025.
I am taking this yogurt bark recipe home with me today, Carmen.
Well, when you think about the possibilities of all the different flavors of yogurt there are, and then what you can put on top of it, it's just really exciting to think about the combinations that you might could create.
Absolutely. Delicious. Carmen, always a pleasure to talk with you. Carmen Long with the Allegheny County and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for all the info today. We appreciate it. Pleasure, and look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Thanks a bunch. Have a great day.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.